A reading from the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. But the more I called to them, the further they went from me. They have offered sacrifice to the Baals, and set their offerings smoking before the idols. I myself taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms. Yet they have not understood that I was the one looking after them. I led them with reins of kindness, with leading strings of love. I was like someone who lifts an infant close against his cheek. Stooping down to him, I gave him his food. Ephraim, how could I part with you? Israel, how could I give you up? How could I treat you like Admah, or deal with you like Zeboim? My heart recoils from it. My whole being trembles at the thought. I will not give rein to my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God, not man. I am the Holy One in your midst, and have no wish to destroy. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. As you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. You received without charge, give without charge. Provide yourselves with no gold or silver, not even with a few coppers for your purses, with no haversack for the journey, or spare tunic, or footwear, or a staff. For the workman deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you go into, ask for someone trustworthy, and stay with him until you leave. As you enter his house, salute it, and if the house deserves it, let your peace descend upon it. If it does not, let your peace come back to you. And if anyone does not welcome you or listen to what you have to say, as you walk out of the house or town, shake the dust from your feet. I tell you solemnly, on the day of judgment it will not go as hard with the land of Sodom and Gomorrah as with that town. The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus sends out his disciples, he sends them out, being vulnerable. The goodwill of the disciples goes without saying. They heal, bring relief to the physically and spiritually oppressed. The goodwill of those who witness and receive such relief is not always automatic. Jesus refers to Sodom and Gomorrah as the prime example of those who cannot return good for good. Abraham had come to Sodom and Gomorrah's rescue when the towns were vanquished by King Chedorlaomer and his gang. Lot, Abraham's kinsman, was captured, kidnapped. In rescuing his kinsman Lot, Abraham was the savior of Sodom and Gomorrah. We can only expect that Lot would ever be respected for his presence in those towns. Yet when Lot received visitors, they are perceived as threats. Any goodwill evaporates before the ghosts evoked by fear. In the face of the real threat of Shalmaneser V, Hosea's cry echoes God's broken heart. The greatest threat is not Shalmaneser and his army. It was the continued selfishness of the people of Israel, who were so comfortable that they were no longer vulnerable before God. They were never vulnerable enough to recognize the stranger, widow, and orphan as beloved of God and as called to ministry. The disciples were vulnerable before the vulnerable, and from that mutuality emerges healing and relief, an insight into the presence of God. Vulnerability is no longer popular in the era of the self-sufficient and self-made prosperous person, but none of us is self-sufficient and none is self-made. A gifted person may have great insight, but it takes the hard work of scores, if not hundreds of people, to bring that insight to fruition. We rely on God, on each other, and on the presence of unspoiled nature to thrive. So, when the stranger comes into our midst, across our borders, into our neighborhood, do we react like those in Sodom and Gomorrah? Or do we make ourselves vulnerable to the gifts they bring and the contribution they can make? The vulnerable disciples brought forth miracles by the grace of God. Are we vulnerable enough for miracles?